This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. What do Willie Nelson, Snoop Dogg, and Fiona Apple all have in common? They've all been busted for pot possession at the same U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint in southwest Texas. This checkpoint on I-10, about 85 miles southeast of San Antonio, has become known as the checkpoint to the stars. But federal border agents are making so many busts there that it's putting a severe financial strain on Hudspeth County, where it's located, as reporter G.W. Schultz with the Center for Investigative Reporting found out. And this highlights some of the trade-offs of America's massive expansion of border security. G.W. is here with me now to talk about it. Thanks for coming into KUT, G.W.
Thank you so much.
So you traveled down to Sierra Blanca to learn more about this border inspection station, which I think it's important to note is not actually on the border, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So with the Center for Investigative Reporting, my reporting partner and I, Andrew Becker, have been looking at the border for months now. One key thing we've always tried to impress upon people, to readers, is that Border Patrol checkpoints often are not anywhere near the border. When you're entering and exiting the United States formally from Mexico or into Mexico, you do so through what's called a land port of entry. In addition to those, the Border Patrol has set up tactical checkpoints on interstates across the country where they're hoping to intercept major smugglers who've already managed to get into the United States. What turned out to be happening is that the Border Patrol got really good at busting Americans with relatively small amounts of drugs. And that's according to drug seizure data we got from the Border Patrol. So when we saw that the Sierra Blanca checkpoint was generating huge amounts of cases and figured out pretty quickly that the feds were declining to prosecute those cases because they weren't big enough or sexy enough, we wanted to know where those cases were going. What we found out is where they were going was into really small court jurisdictions on the border in places like Hudspeth County, where they don't have a lot of government infrastructure to begin with. Their local tax base is very, very small. Hudspeth geographically is huge, but there's only a few thousand people living there. So there's no way for them to have a large court infrastructure because they deal with the town drunk occasionally, as one judge described it to us.
What has been the impact on Hudspeth County?
So the cost to them of trying to handle these cases, and when we say cost of criminally prosecuting a case, we're talking about the daily expenses of housing an inmate, hiring public defenders if necessary, judges, bailiffs. These costs are really big for communities that don't have a lot of money to begin with. At different times, periodically in recent years, they've been reimbursed from the federal government to cover some of those costs. But those reimbursements have steadily declined and have gotten lower and lower and lower to the point where Brooks County, where a checkpoint known as the Falfurrias Checkpoint is located, has stopped taking checkpoint cases altogether. Hudspeth County is currently considering doing the same thing because they've declared that they can no longer afford to shoulder the swell of drug cases they're getting from the Sierra Blanca checkpoint.
What happens if they were to stop taking these cases on?
Well, what we were told happens in Brooks County is that the individual gets a digital footprint. They're going to have their drugs taken away, obviously, and some paper is going to be generated around their bus. There's going to be a piece of paper recognizing they've been busted at this checkpoint. But otherwise, they're going to face little more than a slap on the wrist if the local governments don't work something out with the feds. The Border Patrol's perspective is going to be that they're getting drugs off the street, and they're really good at it. They're intercepting lots of people, and they don't care if it's Americans heading east from, say, Vegas, heading home. Like, we interviewed a couple of guys from Austin who were driving back from Vegas and got popped at the checkpoint. From that to big-time smugglers, to them, it's a drug bust. So they don't necessarily care who handles it because on the ground, they're intercepting the drugs. From there, it's going to be up to the courts to figure out who deals with it. But like I said, in the case of Hudspeth and Brooks County, they just simply can't handle the cost. They don't have a lot of local money to begin with.
How many actual drug mules or illegal border crossers are being busted at this checkpoint?
All right. So based on this drug seizure data we got from the Border Patrol through a Freedom of Information Act request, we were able to determine that the Sierra Blanca Border Patrol station, 88% of the drug seizures there, which are mostly for marijuana, were for amounts lower than the drug trafficking threshold. We also figured out that the sector where the Sierra Blanca station is located, it's known as the Border Patrol's Big Pen sector, 9 out of 10 people busted in the sector between 2005 and 2011 were Americans caught at a checkpoint.
Well, what does this story say about America's effort to increase its, and it's a huge discussion right now in Congress, obviously, but what does it say about America's effort to bolster border security along the Mexican border?
All right. So what Andy and I, my reporting partner, have really focused on with the stories we've been doing around the Border Patrol is what are the potential intended and unintended consequences of massively expanding the nation's border security machine. We've added thousands of new agents to the Border Patrol just in the last few years, which is phenomenal in the history of law enforcement to begin with. And we've spent billions of dollars on a new surveillance infrastructure on the southwest border in attempts to intercept smugglers and border crossers to carry out more immigration apprehensions to increase those numbers. But there can be dimensions of that we may not have considered in advance, like what happens to all these new drug cases that we're generating. I mean, when you look at the stats on it, the drug cases just shot up because the Border Patrol is running drug canines, running these checkpoints so much more often. The Border Patrol isn't a part of the Justice Department anymore, though. It once was, but after 9/11, when we created the Department of Homeland Security, Border Patrol became part of DHS. So separately, the Justice Department makes a decision about whether or not it's going to prosecute these checkpoint cases. Border Patrol says, we're doing our job generating these cases. Now Justice has to decide if it's going to prosecute them. What a lot of people may not have anticipated was that the Justice Department would basically turn down these cases, and so many of them would end up in local courts. And when you looked at the budgets for these local communities, you realized pretty quickly this wasn't a sustainable way to try to prosecute a massive growth in new federally initiated drug cases.
And from reading your story, it seems like the sheriff in Hudspeth County isn't too happy about it.
No, he's not thrilled about this. His view is that he should be reimbursed by the federal government for these costs because the community doesn't have a lot of money to begin with. He also takes the view that the Border Patrol is concentrating too much energy on the interstate checkpoints and should position more men and women, more Border Patrol agents directly on the border itself. In the case of Sierra Blanca, the checkpoint's about 14 to 15 miles away from the international boundary with Mexico. In the case of the Falfurrias checkpoint in central South Texas, it's about 70 miles away from the border. So again, the Border Patrol views it as tactically intelligent to do this because they can intercept smugglers that have already managed to get into the United States. But people like Sheriff West and Hudspeth worry that they're focusing too much attention on the checkpoints and not getting back on the line itself to aid ranchers and citizens living right on the border.
G.W. Schultz is a reporter with the Center for Investigative Reporting. You can read this story on the Checkpoint to the Stars in Hudspeth County at CIRonline.org. G.W., thanks for coming into KUT.
Thank you so much.
This is KUT 90.5.